to hurt. I never meant to hurt. You tried to make it clear so I would understand that there are things in this world that just cannot be planned. But even destiny depends upon the touch of God's hand. So can you make it clear that I might understand? I used to say your name as though it were my own. I used to live for the ringing of the telephone. I pick it up and hear you breathing in the dial tone. I used to say your name as though it were my own. I used to say your name as though it were my own. I never meant to hurt. I never meant to hurt. I never meant to hurt. I never meant to hurt.
Still. taken by the weeds and the brambles, like the overgrown field they devour and strangle. Oh, don't backtrack now if you miss something this time, 'cause it's all back around. You lost your cool, you let your easy breeze go away through the clear, just like a stream might flow. You still rushes on the highest ridge, it caused you. Back around, 'cause it's all gonna circle back around.
To London and Paris and Bombay. Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
Back in 1953, we were riding high on victory. The Cold War's getting colder all the time. There's many ways to fight a war. It gets dirty more and more. The powers that be are thinking outside the lines. So the boys down at the CIA, getting curious one day, thinking of ways to get a leg up on the Reds. Through manipulation, experimentation, they thought they could save the nation by taking citizens and messing with their heads. Well, they rounded up some volunteers, but the volunteers had no idea they were about to be turned into laboratory rats. They were unwitting participants in the government experiments. They wouldn't be the same after that. They got those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Don't know what happens, guess we'll see when we give these soldiers LSD. Lock them in a room for a spell. Maybe they'll tell no lies, maybe they'll be hypnotized, or maybe they'll just think that they're in hell. But the thing about mind control is eventually takes its toll, can often have the opposite effect. People don't like to be misled, especially if it's by the feds. It's the type of thing that can make you lose respect. Sometimes subjects came real easy. In the door come old Ken Kesey, ready to see some universal truth. He was flying over the cuckoo's nest, taking the Kool-Aid acid test. I believe he was successful in his pursuit. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra blues. Some people's minds were blown, other people's minds were shown that there's more to this here life than meets the eye. A peek behind the cosmic veil, visions from beyond the pale, a doorway to a different kind of life. So the drug they couldn't weaponize was a failure in some people's eyes, but was decidedly successful for some. But what the CIA could not predict, people trying to get their kicks, taking LSD just for fun. It's a lesson to the powers that be. Don't be messing with people's reality, making us forget who we are. Well, psychological manipulation is hard on a population. People can only be pushed so far. Don't want those MK Ultra blues. Those MK Ultra blues. Oh, those MK Ultra blues. Those MK Ultra blues.
once out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, spill the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours, you gotta do it, spill that wine, spill that wine.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath, you can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I can go to get there fast, must walk real slow. Imagination running wild. I remember when I was a child. I'm going home with the headlights on. The sky is bright and the motor is warm. I'm going home and I feel alright. And I've been talking to you all night. Well, I saw old friends down at Veterans Hall. I forgot some names, but I knew them all. Some were married and some burned out. Some remembered dreams we had spoken about. I'm going home with the headlights on. The sky is bright and the motor is warm. She loved me, but I know she never did. When I see her now, she acts so strange. But in my mind, she hasn't changed. I'm going home with the headlights on. The sky is bright and the motor is warm. I'm going home.
To sit in his rain. I don't wanna learn anymore. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Answer about anything you'll ask me, honey. Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Dandelion sun scorch. Would you like a glass of cold lemonade?